It's 100.3 Philly's R&B. Mina, say what in your midday. We are already laughing. The laughs is going. Okay, T.I. is here with the Ha Ha Mafia.
That's right.
Y'all. All right. Yeah. J-Ski's here. Right, K-Dub and Ronnie Jordan, everybody's here, the Ha Ha Mafia, along with T.I.
What's happening?
That's right. Yeah, man.
Man,
yeah.
I'm so happy to have you here, Tip, in this new light, this comedy light.
Brought my comedy syndicate with me.
Right. You know what I'm saying? So that's what the Ha Ha Mafia is. It's y'all all a group, like a comedy group?
It's a coalition
like
of
a
comedians.
Gang.
Like a gang. No, not the, like, Rico kind of gang.
Right. No, get away from that. They going to pull up this interview.
Yeah, like a gang of laughs.
Shooting you up with laughter. It's an organization. Costa Nostra, you know what I mean?
A coalition of comedians, man, that I always had a personal relationship with, but also just been an admirer of their work. And I just thought, you know, when I started doing comedy and stepping in here, taking shine from them, I figured I could share some spotlight with them.
Oh,
well,
he's sharing it with y'all.
So, you know, I'm glad it's Data Pips. You know what I'm saying?
Hey. Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis.
Ain't nobody come to see you, Otis.
Nah, man, we having fun, man. We're going to be at the Helium tonight, you know.
And tomorrow.
And tomorrow. Two show tonight, two show tomorrow. You know what I mean? We're going to be doing our thing up there. Y'all should come on out. Get your ticket while you can.
So y'all done other cities with T.I., right?
We've been on tour like a
Yeah, y'all been on tour. How is it being on tour with the king?
Hey, man, it's better treatment. I'm going to tell you that. When the king is here, they don't give you the others. When we come to the cities by ourselves, they might have a little, they don't have the Hennessy. They just have that Save-A-Lot Hennessy in there.
The Casamigos?
Yeah, pretend it's a little better.
It is really better with the king. When I go by myself, I'm in a motel. Now we're in a hotel. You dig? When I do my own show, upgrades, definitely.
And the free is great.
We get free chicken, too.
I know about T.I. and the chicken. T.I., so you on a whole comedy tour. How is this different, or is it the same from the music tours that you've been on?
Less shoot ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And less money. You know, hardly enough.
Yeah, for him.
Right.
Much less money, hardly enough. Yeah. But it's a lot of peace, though. It's a lot of peace, and I have a good time, man. You know, it's kind of like, you know, taking the AAU basketball team around. And you know, we like the brand new Bears, you know what I'm saying? Like,
the AAU. That's Javon's shirt, man.
So this is a pivot for you, and you're actually pretty funny. I was watching your stuff, but I'm sure you have people that are like, this is T.I. the king. How are you now? What are you doing to try to pivot and get people to understand that you're in this comedy lane now?
I'm not trying to do anything. I just
you
go
are.
Here. I've been doing this thing all my life called What the Hell I Want to Do, and it's been working out for
right.
me. So I figured, as long as I just keep doing that, man, I think the world will kind of, it'll evolve to a place where we'll come to an understanding.
Right. Yeah, you are very versatile. You've done movies, you've written books, you know, reality TV.
Yeah.
You start a business, your trap music museum.
Right on.
So yeah, you're right. You've been kind
and
of...
And it's a trap music anniversary.
The 20 years of trap music.
Yeah, 20 years of trap music, man. It's officially the 19th, which is tomorrow.
Right.
So everybody sell some drugs to celebrate.
Or buy some.
Or at least do some. Or do some. Or
somebody selling weed.
None of that dispensary stuff.
I'm talking about
illegal
now.
None of that dispensary. I'm talking about buddy on the corner.
Man. All your partner. Shot with your people, man.
Right outside of Iskabibble. Buddy right outside of Iskabibble. Go buy a couple sacks from here.
At the gas station. Get you some gas from the gas station.
A whole gram of something.
You know what it is.
T.I., are you writing material? Like, how do you come up with the material?
Life?
Mm-hmm.
Life. Material. I'm writing their material.
Really?
Awesome.
Man, that's all cap now. That's some cap now. That's that Fox News.
Nah,
real
life. I tell you my life. I use my life stories. A lot of times we'll be in conversation. I tell them stories about things that happen. They're like, hey, man, you need to say that on stage. Writing it good for that.
Right.
You know, I'm telling, like, you know, personal, you know, internal stories about things that happen. He said, man, you need to tell that on stage. I'm like, no, that's for us. He's like, no, the world need to laugh at you about this. And so, you know, things like that I introduce. And other thing, I think K-Dub has taught me, you know, just like observational comedy, things that you know, people take notice of and don't mention. You did. and you know, we learned they're teaching me like the structure of a joke.
Right.
Subject, predicate, punchline, timing, you know what I mean? And once you learn that process, it becomes easier and easier. Life kind of writes the comedy for you.
Especially your life.
Damn, you know, what you trying
to
say?
You wrote the life. Yeah.
Especially your life.
You got jokes for days.
I've been laughing at you for decades. I've been waiting on you to get the joke.
It's so long.
Yeah. What took you so long?
Time.
Celebrities in general, wild things be happening to y'all.
Yeah, I know it.
Especially in the social media age.
Sure, that one of the things. Because, I mean, you know, that is the pitfall of it all. It's the even exchange of fame. I get to live a life that's, you know, that doesn't suck so much all the time as much as you might think yours does, and you get to just say whatever you want to say about me. You know what I mean? Like, people don't realize, like, how polite other people be just, you know, just because they like you, they know you, they
right.
don't want to hurt your feelings. So, you know, nobody would tell you that you stink. You know, just out of politeness, you know.
Right.
There's a lot of people around here, they breath bad, they need to bathe, don't nobody say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
Who are you talking about, T.I.?
But if you famous, let somebody walk past me and I stink. Hey, T.I., you need to take a shower, don't you? You see what I'm saying? So that's the exchange of fame, you know what I'm saying? So I deal with it. It beat that air mattress, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I deal with it.
Are you open to ghostwriters for comedy?
Nah, man, I don't really, like... I don't think I ain't made it to. How about that? I ain't that successful yet in comedy where I need ghostwriters.
No,
I ain't doing arenas and you know and stadiums like Kevin Hart. Once I get to be by Kevin Hart,
yeah, you okay with the ghostwriters?
Yeah, come on with it.
I love
need
that.
It by that time,
you say yeah. You know, right now I'm gonna burn through my little personal stories. And, you know, all of this gonna get me to a point where I need some people to write for me.
Man, I love this, T.I. You literally show people that it's limitless. You know, your options are limitless. You can go and do whatever you got to do. As long as you apply yourself,
right.
You can make it happen. And you're really applying the pressure, man.
The thing is,
Tip been in the comedy world for at least 22 years.
Yeah.
I've
met
him in the comedy club.
Yeah.
We hung out in there. That's where I mostly know him from, the comedy club. So it was all simple, just... It was easy.
You know, people be disrespectful. Have they thrown anything at you?
No, man.
Have I thrown anything back?
Have you seen anything on the news?
You know, people be throwing stuff.
You'd have heard about that. I mean, nah, bro.
Booze, how does that feel?
Well, you know, I had my share of a dark moment in Brooklyn. So everybody who expecting to come out and see me have a bad show, you missed it. You should have came to Brooklyn. But nah, man, I think that was actually my favorite show that I've ever done, man. It was exhilarating to have to pull it together, you know, and because when I go out on stage to do music, I'm pretty sure it's going to go exceptionally well.
Of course.
You know what I'm saying?
Hello, you got hits out here.
So going out there to do comedy and having to actually be in a different position where it's, you know, it's not going so well and I have to kind of turn it around.
Yeah.
That's a different level of adrenaline. So, you know, thank you, New York, for booing me the way you did, because you really unlocked a different level of talent.
Right. Mm-mm. So you did mention it's the 20th anniversary of trap music. Can we just clap it up?
Yeah.
All right, amazing.
Pop that Hennessy back here, man. They got 3 bottles of Hennessy talking about don't drink the Hennessy.
That's
the Hennessy out here for?
What is that? Where the cups at? Where the cups at? Cups, please.
They got some glasses over there. Now, we won't drink. We won't mess up no dishes, but we got some plastic cups.
We're popping this Hennessy. Man, the album. What do you remember about making that 20 years later?
I just remember... I remember the data I received from the first album as I passed, you know, hand to hand a lot of my CDs, even up here in Philly.
Yeah.
And you know, I used to have, like, on the first album, I had, like, a thing that I would do where I say, okay, you buy this CD from me, I'm going to chill with you while you listen to it. I'm going to smoke one. And we're going to smoke one, and if you don't like it, I'm going to give you your money back. And, you know, by the time we done rolled up 2 or 3, they be like, man, you tight, you know.
And they high, T.I.
Yeah, see, you get it. You catch on, man. You catch
on. You high and drunk.
Performance enhanced.
Yeah. Right. But the thing is, the data I received with the 3 songs that they really gravitated towards off the first album was Still Ain't Forgave Myself, Dope Boys in the Trap, and Panty Pumper Number 1.
Wow.
So I said, well, if that's what they want, I'm going to just do another album full of these and call it trap music.
Yeah.
You know, that was all too familiar with the lifestyle. That was the life that I was exiting, entering into a world of entertainment, which I was unfamiliar with.
Right.
But I wanted to give it, like, different perspective. I wanted to talk about the details. I wanted to dive deep into it, not just talk about selling drugs, but what goes into the psyche and what's the emotional connection to the people who selling it versus the people around them and the people they selling it to.
Right.
Kind of like we've heard about rappers talk about murder. We've heard about rappers talk about, you know, homicide, but we never really dove into it the way we did when Scarface said, never seen a man cry till I seen a man die.
Mm.
Like, that song actually let you into the heart of a hitman. You dig what I'm saying?
Right.
So I felt like for drug dealers, that didn't exist for real at the time.
You humanized it,
in a way.
I guess so.
Yeah.
You broke it down to where a dummy,
right.
to where a dummy could understand.
Right.
That's right. Yeah. Drug dealing for dummies.
101. Wait, so now, you know, we've been talking about 50 years of hip-hop and everything mm-hmm. like that, and, you know, a lot of people have been learning about the history, and they literally can point it to, it happened on this day at this party in the Bronx, DJ Kool Herc created the breakbeat, blah, 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 blah. Do you have that for trap music? Like, can you pinpoint it to, like, this is the moment that trap music started?
Well, I could tell you, okay, the word trap and music had never been combined to describe a sound before August 19th, 2003, when my second album was released.
Mm.
However, I would have to say Dope Boys in the Trap were probably the first, like, that's the song that inspired the album Trap Music.
Right. So you're saying it was you, T.I., basically.
I mean, well, only a fool disputes facts.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. So
although, you know, you can't trace it back to me at its origin, I couldn't have got it. There's no one individual that could have put in enough work and related to enough people to allow it to evolve to where it is today. That was a collective effort, you know what I'm saying? It took everybody, all of us, because, you know, everybody in this country, some kind of way, and even in the world, for that matter, has been impacted by the war on drugs, some way, shape, form, or fashion.
Right.
Whether you know people who were locked up because of it, you know people who were using, you know people who were selling, some kind of way, shape, form, or fashion, everybody's been affected by the drug trade. And this music allows people to understand that you're not going through it alone and that there is a way out.
Yeah. The Trap Music Museum,
mm-hmm.
you created that.
Yes,
you the CEO of that.
It sounds so pretentious when you say it that way.
But
you created that.
You did, but it again, the businessman of this is a culture, and we need to educate people. This is like the library, you know, like it's like when you go to a museum.
I guess
it's
a bit.
Museum.
What a bar.
Yeah,
we got a bar.
So I know you've been traveling with it. Like, what are the plans there?
I think, man. Every major city with a rich culture in trap music should have a trap music museum. You feel me? Because now every city has its own subgenre of trap music.
Yeah.
You feel me? And they have local talent and just kind of like homegrown heroes that haven't made it to mainstream success, but the people in the community is still, you know, tethered to the culture that was, you know, introduced by this artist. So they deserve to be celebrated.
Right, right.
Places like Houston, places like Miami, places like New Orleans, places like Oakland, places like Philly, places
mm-hmm.
like Detroit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You know, these places also deserve to have trap music museums. So we're looking into introducing those installations to the world.
I love that. So you done? Like,
done
music is done? Like,
I mean, man, yeah.
I'm pivoting. I'm an actor. I'm a novelist. I'm a comedian.
I still do music, man. And I'm working on my final album.
Right.
It's called Kill the King.
Yeah.
I'm going to introduce one last project, and then I'm going to let the youngsters have it.
And then you...
Yeah, I'm going to be done with it at that point. I think, you know, you must put an exclamation point on every great story.
Mm. Are you going to do, like, a final lap tour, like 50 and them are doing? Like,
I don't want to do anything like anybody. I don't
right.
know.
You could do music and comedy.
Can I?
Yes.
I don't know.
It could be like a final music, but yo, that would be fire, T.I. Yeah. And I was just talking about this with somebody.
Okay.
How music is so intertwined into fashion and comedy.
Okay.
Definitely imagine if you did that. I'm just putting
imagine.
It out there.
Let me see. Well, I will tell you, I did have plans of doing like a one man show.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where I just kind of tell the story of my life and lace it with comedy and kind of, you know what I'm saying, have breaks where I do songs that were related to certain periods and moments in my life. I did have an idea to do that, but since you done already told me to do it, you're going to expect to get paid for it.
So no, I'm not. I'm not like that. I got chicken wings from you. I'm good.
Okay, there we go.
The chicken wings is payment.
That's right. I got you.
Looking out because of the chicken.
So, T.I., you got thrown into a viral moment with Usher and Keke Palmer. Did you see that video of the Boondocks? The Boondocks.
I become part of it.
You ain't see the Boondocks clip?
Oh, the episode. Oh, okay,
yeah,
okay,
where he's
okay,
like,
okay,
well,
okay.
It wasn't like, you know, T.I. was stealing your girl.
I didn't know those two moments were related.
They are. They're very related.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that as a comedian? Tiny's out there, her cheeks are out. Yeah. She's grinding up on Usher. What's T.I.'s response?
I mean, man, to be honest with you, now, you mean, am I present or am I at home?
You're home watching with the baby.
I'm at home
with the babies.
With the baby. Well, I feel like, you know, everybody has to make the decision whether you're going to be the one that's, you know, being swooned over or you're going to be the one at home with the baby. You know, everybody got to pick their position.
Yeah.
You know, if that's the position I pick for myself, I gotta accept it for that moment.
So you gotta accept Tiny having her cheeks out.
I mean, man, I mean they her cheeks. You know what I'm saying? come on, bro. I can't.
Are you tweeting? What are we doing? Are you sending a text or is it like, nah, I'm good. She's coming home to me. I don't even gotta address it.
You don't tweet.
You don't tweet.
You don't take your personal relationship stuff to the public because nobody cares. Would be no sympathy.
It becomes entertainment now.
Any social media site. Punk ass on your tweet back. You know what I'm saying? Nobody cares if your heart is broke.
Yeah. Nobody
cry on the camera. That's what you do. Cry on the camera.
Now your girl got a single with Usher. You did too much.
You gave it too much steam.
Now it's viral.
Viral again.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely wouldn't do that, but.
Are you sending a text?
You know, I mean, we done went to the Usher show, you know
what
I'm saying?
Right, seen that.
Yeah, we went, he came over there, you know. I was like, keep it moving.
Go on to this show now.
Come over here talking about how you doing? She doing fine, bro. She all right. She straight.
Hey,
don't she look fine? Don't she look like she doing okay?
Usher rocking up like Mr. T and Rocky. When you tired of him, come over to a real man.
Come on my partner.
Come on my partner.
I never knew what to call him. He's been my friend for so long, man. I never knew what to call him, like how to refer to him. Now
Clubber
I know
Lane.
Homewrecker. As a professional homewrecker. Yeah, your house set up just how you like it, man. Everything, you know, flowing smooth, man. And here he come with his shirt open, roller skating. I'm in joyful noises. You know what I'm saying? Man, get
come
your
roller skating. Slide right
you better
out
put some brakes on your skates now. You know what I mean? Come on now, player.
You just stop it.
Got my house just the way I like it.
Yo, y'all stupid, yo.
He comes skating up the street.
I think, man, but for real, I know he don't mean no harm, though.
I know.
And if he could come in and break your house up, you ain't have much of a house in the first place.
Yeah, for real.
You dig?
Spoken.
So that's how I feel about that.
Period.
Yeah.
I saw you in Fear. T.I.
Yeah.
I watched the movie on Netflix, right?
That was my first horror film.
Yeah, T.I., why'd they do you like that so fast?
Because I had to leave. They only had paid me for this much time. And I had to go. How y'all planning on wrapping this up?
One thing about
it. We need to get y'all shit.
One thing about it.
Six more hours, man. We need to wrap this up, bro.
They gave you COVID
and everything.
Man, I had some money to go pick up, man. Yeah, we got to, come on, man, bring this here. Wrap it up then, you know?
Any other movies on the horizon?
Yeah, we actually, man, all of us, man, we working on a film. We have worked on a film together. My first film as a director. It's obviously a comedy, you know, independently written, directed, financed by me. That's why, even though it's a strike, I could talk about it because ain't no major corporation gave me no money.
You're not in the union?
You know what I'm saying? I have to go on a strike against my damn self if that were the case. But yeah, it's called Departments. And because of the strike, it would have been out by now, but we can't necessarily partner
yeah.
with certain platforms because, you know, we trying to get some real money out there, but at the same time, there are independent avenues we're exploring.
Right.
We might, you know what I'm saying, do it like a Boosie.com, like how you did Boosie.
Here.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, Boosie taught us anything. Yeah, how to get it out there. You know what I'm saying? Get it out there now. But yeah, man, it's called Departments. Has a host of very talented, virtually unknown comedians like these gentlemen right here.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait, why he did that to y'all?
Nobody ever heard of these guys right here.
But oddly enough, like you said, I always had an affinity, like a real love and a respect for comedy and the art form. And I've been in the comedy club for over 20 years, and I've seen people like Ronnie Jordan come up and just become a real legend in it. And seen people like K-Dub and Jay Ski and Duval and
Carlos Miller.
Ernesto, Henry Welch,
Ray.
He is the OG up here. He ain't quite in the movie, but he is the OG. He should come on down and kick it with us tonight. But all these people, man, I saw so much talent in them. And as I was writing this film, I just kind of could see each of them playing certain roles.
Right.
And I reached out to them and we started filming.
That's fire.
And they did it for free.
No, I didn't. I don't know what they did.
He paid y'all with chicken wings, huh?
SAG minimum. They did it for SAG minimum.
I made them pay me. I got all my money up front. You know? They didn't trust them then. I don't trust them. No.
But Departments, man, it's a hood comedy, man, coming
Departments?
Soon. Yeah, Departments. Like you from Atlanta trying to say the apartments.
Oh, okay. Departments. Got it. Yeah. And ATL too?
Man, it's in the works still. Whenever Lauren get to where she feel like portraying Nunu, and we'll do it.
Yeah. Well, congratulations, T.I. Right and on. The Ha Ha Mafia.
You
guys were hilarious.
Now, come on down to Helium.
Helium. Yep.
Cup set.
Yeah, man. Y'all
you asking for a lot, sir.
Y'all got to have some Dixie cups.
They got a collard green flavor Hennessy over here today. We can't touch.
Mac and cheese and chicken, too, huh?
Yeah, why not, man?
T.I., your kids are doing phenomenal. Congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Saw Zanique at the BET Awards with the OMG Girls.
Right on.
She's in a movie. Damani. Aris is singing. Everybody is doing their thing. So
everybody, man.
Congratulations
and King
to the family.
Is out of prison. King ain't went to prison.
Right.
So we are celebrating that. You know what I mean?
Went to prison. You
nah,
did.
I said he ain't went. Oh. You know, he hasn't went. That's a celebration.
Right.
That's cause for celebration. I don't know if y'all seen, but he got his teeth done.
I did see that.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, he wanted his teeth done.
He had good teeth before.
Yeah, he just wanted them done. I don't know what it was.
Then you go three pictures back, you can see the old teeth right there. That's funny. I said, how you got the new teeth right there? But it's the old teeth. In 3 days.
He
back,
really got his teeth done, man. Ew. And, you know, I like the teeth. I say, man, it look good. I mean, because I'm, you know, I'm the supportive parent. His mama looked at it and say, boy, them teeth big ahead. I say, oh, man, damn. You going to do your son like that? I say, hell, why they so big? That's what she said.
You always got the mama. You got to have the parent that keeps it real.
Hey, man, but I would, you know,
you can just take them off, though, right?
I like them. They're not dentures, man. I don't think they're dentures.
That's a pull-out dent. That's a pull-out dent.
Pull-out dent. All this and more Helium tonight, everybody. Come on now. Get your tickets.
Yo, y'all funny as hell. T.I. and the Ha Ha Mafia, thank you for coming through. It's me to say what in your midday.
Omerta.
On R&B.